Hello?
Yes, hi. Sorry, I missed your call. Okay.
Yes. The birth date is 9/10/52.
1952. Could be I don't have the spelling of the name correct. That's why it's not coming up.
I know it's a green. I think it's with an E.
The E
Wait a minute.
at the end.
One second. One second.
No,
Because I'm
actually,
in
I
the
got it. I got it. No, it's not with the E at the end. So
Okay.
it's GREEN. All
And he's
right.
with UMPC. He
UPMC.
does.
Yep, I see it here.
And he does have Medicare.
Medicaid. Yeah, I see everything here, which is great. I have his Medicaid ID. So let me just go ahead and get his full address.
545 Window Court, Apartment C.
Winden Court.
Window Court, WENDLE. So let me ask you a question. In reference to my pay, I get a because I before I make this transfer, I'm not. I will get a check held back.
What do you mean?
Like you hold 1 week back.
If we hold 1 week back, what do you mean?
You know, when you first start with your company, like I work 9 to 3 for him. He had 6 hours a day. And I wanted to know, like, when I start with you guys, does a pay be held back, for 1 week? Am I
Oh,
saying?
no, you'll get paid that oh, if we pay like the week, we pay a week later for the past week, right?
Right. You
Yeah.
pay weekly?
We pay, yeah, every single week you're gonna have the money in your bank account or a check if
Right.
you prefer. And we can add a 150 sign-on bonus on your first paycheck as well.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Now, what is the requirements for the home care worker? Like I have my TB, I have a CPR certificate. What else is the requirements?
I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to transfer your call to our intake team once I finish taking his information, and they're gonna let you know.
Okay.
But being that you have these few things, then you're probably good to go. But just confirm with them what if you still need anything. All right?
Okay. All
Yeah.
right. Okay.
So I have your 545 Wendell Court, Philadelphia, PA 19123, right?
Right. Apartment C.
Apartment C. Oh, let me take that information. Okay. So Wendell Court, Apartment C.
And huh?
Are there any minors living in the patient's home?
No, he's by himself.
Oh, okay, great. Apartment C. Okay, so I believe that we are all set. Do you have the phone number for his service coordinator at UPMC?
No, I do not. I can get
Oh.
that number from you.
You can what?
I can get that number for you.
Oh, okay, yeah, that would be great. So we can go ahead and call them to send the authorization over to our agency. So we can go ahead and start. But that's okay. If you don't have it now, that's fine. Does the patient have any specific case schedule or requirements or no, or just basic housework?
Basically, he just came out. I mean, he went through surgery. He got kidney issues. He is ambulatory. I do take him to his doctor's appointments and medication management, and I do like housework.
Med
Yeah.
management. Da, da, da. Okay, perfect. And his date of birth is 9/10/52. His Medicaid ID I have here. All right. And he's with UPMC, which is great. All right, let me go ahead and check if the intake coordinator is available to take your call now so we can get you
Okay.
started. Give me just one moment.
Okay.
So we're gonna pay you $15.50 per hour. Can I have your first and last name?
My first name is Lisa. My last name is Davis.
Okay. And what
I have a middle initial of D.
Oh, okay. That's nice. All right. What is your phone number?
My phone number is 267-248-9898.
All right.
And I have another question.
Sure, go
ahead. Now, what I do when I clock in, I use an application. Do you guys also use the application?
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
Like,
you
when I clock in,
uh-huh.
I use an application to clock in.
Mm-hmm. I believe we deal over the phone, a call in, or an app.
Right. That's what I was asking, an app.
Yeah,
so I can
we have an app.
Or?
Yeah. So that's what your coordinator is going to let you know, too.
Oh, my coordinator, I think she wants me to know, do the app.
Okay, that's fine. That's not a problem.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
Can I have the patient's phone number?
26, one second. Wait a minute. I'm trying to pull it up. Oh. 267-986-7948.
All right. Does she have any additional phone number that I can have on file for her or no?
It's a male. No.
I'm sorry. No. Okay. All right. I think you're all set. Yeah. Let me just see.
But before you make that transfer,
sure.
I need to make sure that everything is legit before I stop where I'm working at now.
Mhm. Okay. That's fine.
All right.
Let me just check if the intake rep is available. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, she needs another minute. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's available now. We'll go ahead and transfer you over, okay?
Okay, all right.
Perfect, thanks.